Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Scrambling away from the pocket. Yes. He's tripped up and he's dropped back at the 37-yard line.
No field goal.
Trey Flowers in pursuit with Van Noy, Claiborne, and Hightower.
Way to go, boys. Way to push that pocket. Terrible, terrible decision by the quarterback to not sense pressure. What a job by the
and
defense.
And with that loss of 14, it forces the Chiefs to bring on Colquitt to punt. Brady takes it against a four-man rush. He stands in, he pumps, he throws to the near side. Edelman contacted, looking for a flag, and he won't get it to the 40-yard line.
Wow. There's
nothing to pass there. Oh. Defense number 95. 15-yard penalty.
Chris Jones.
First down.
Brady takes the snap. Dropping back. Throws it right underneath. Off the hands of Gronkowski. Intercepted. An interception off the hands of Edelman.
Offside.
Defense. Oh, wow.
55. Lineman in the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty. Replay third down.
Stupid or something.
A huge mistake.
Thomas is stupid as stupid does.
Some dumb penalties on the part of the Kansas City Chiefs. One that I can't really fault them for. The roughing the passer call that Brady got in the fourth quarter.
It's a bad call.
It was a bad call.
Bad call.
I don't think it changed anything, though. No. I mean, it helped.
Problem was the ref was behind.
15 free yards and a first down. Great, but that's still, they were still deep in their own territory when it happened. It was on second down. Yeah. It wasn't like it was a third down play where they didn't have the play and then they got a freebie. It's not like they got bailed out there. It was second down.
But the ref,
second and seven.
The ref was behind him and he saw him come over the top with the hand on the right hand and come down on it at the head area, and he just went with his gut and called it. He didn't get a good clean look at it. He thought he saw it.
Anybody who tries to put that in the conversation today is a reason why the Patriots were somehow gifted the game. Felker. Anyone who does that today is full of crap, because once that penalty happened, they had the ball at the 43-yard line, their own 43.
Yeah.
And
I was surprised because I thought, wow, okay, you got that. You're going to get the ball over the 50 now. And, oh, you're still on your own side of the field. You're like, oh.
That was a third and eight that set up from the 45, couple plays later. And that was the Chris Hogan catch that was then challenged, and it stood up. What a grab.
What an effort.
What a grab.
Another third down conversion, by the way.
Yeah, another third down. One of the many third down. But again, that's
not third and
long.
One. Not third and eight. One. They're pretty good on third and
made a stupid catch. I mean, just stupid. And he makes that grab. Chris Hogan, five catches last night, made an impact on the game, which is unusual for him these days. So he makes that grab on third down and eight, and the Patriots convert there. And then don't forget, that's the drive where they go for it on fourth and one at the 10, and Sony Michel, of all people, rips off the 10-yard run right into the end zone untouched. So don't start with that somehow impacted how that whole game went at the end. It didn't. It didn't have a massive impact on the game. Was it helpful? Of course it was. Free 15 yards and a free first down? Yeah, but wow, that was a bad call. The officiating was not great in this game. It wasn't great in either game. It was downright terrible in the other game. The most important penalty of the night, though, really is a dumb one. That's D Ford stepping off sides. That saved the Patriots.
Lining up. Neutral.
Yeah, lining up.
Lined up in it. That's even worse. It's one thing to get duped on a head bob, but so put your hand down here. That's lined up offsides. It's like Edelman, like uncovering. You covered up the tackle. What are you doing? Just dumb. Like, that's the dumb.
Or,
that's
or a like, receiver that jumps offsides.
Not mentally
like,
tough.
You can look at the ball, dumbass.
Right.
What are you doing?
Just not mentally tough there. Like,
just not
lazy. Just put a hand down. Like, I'm tired. You know what?
No
tired.
Focus. No focus.
Tired.
Didn't have focus.
Yeah. How about Trent Brown? How'd Trent Brown play for you?
Did that impact the play at all? Him being offside, lining up wrong. Nope.
No.
And what did it stop? What did it bring back? It brought back an interception that bounced right off Rob Gronkowski's hand.
I wondered this after the call because it looked funky where Brady reset, where he was looking upfield and he stopped. He recoiled and he came and he gunned it to Gronkowski out in the right flat to try and get him the ball. I wonder if he saw the flag. Because he'll do that. Most guys do. Like if it's Rodgers or him or Breeze. You know, if you've played enough in this league and you see it, okay, it's going to be a free play. Like Mahomes had one.
But either way, he had him.
Yeah.
He had Gronkowski open.
Yep. Oof, right through the hands.
That saved their ass.
Yeah, it did. Sure it did.
Thanks. Thanks, Steve Ford.
That's legit. That's not like Thanks. You got gifted.
No, that's like stupid. That's stupid. That's it. We can boil down this entire segment to that one play because that is just on them. There's no bad call involved. It's just, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Look what you did. Look what you did.
Stupid. That was probably, what, snap 80 for the defense? That's probably why.
Yeah.
Tired. I'm telling you, that's all those guys do. They get tired. They wear down on the end. And they're just lazy. They don't look inside. They don't look out to the right of the ref. The ref will be like, okay, you're good. Like, you could point and check. Am I good? Receivers do it all the time. Yeah.
I mean, think about D Ford. It's either, all right, I'm going to spend 46 snaps rushing the passer, which takes a lot out of you, or the other 48 snaps where Trent Brown's bearing down on you coming in for the run.
Oof.
What a night he had.
So that's what I would boil this down.
He passed his test. That kid passed his test last night.
He didn't suck like he did in Pittsburgh. I mean, but he had a great night.
I just think it's, and the guy, I'll never get the credit, but David Andrews in the middle. Phenomenal. Like, he didn't give you the stork automatic head bob where Brady would point down. He'd give you the head bob. He'd look. Then he'd look again. Stork would give you one look, boom, up, snap. And they were just teeing off on him in Denver. But the communication to the outside, and they didn't have one false start, not one holding call. Just amazing.
Speaking of Andrews, can I throw another why they were stupid? That something that didn't happen, we don't have a highlight for because it didn't happen.
Okay.
What's the best way to get to Brady in these playoff games?
Up the middle.
Did they do it at all? Did they try to do it?
Yeah. They tried to do it with Big Boy, 95 Jones a little bit.
Okay, but no. But
and then they brought a safety or two, but...
But it's typically a linebacker up the middle that gives him issues, like Merciless, right? Or those Ravens linebackers.
Yeah, the athletic guy gets in there, yeah. I don't think they have it.
They didn't try. Andrews was uncovered a lot.
And he was able to help the two guards, and they squeezed it. They squeezed down a lot. And anything they attempted to get you out or come with one of those late hug blitzes in the middle, they squeezed it down and really absorbed it. They did a fantastic job.
Isn't it different, though, with the noise? If a guy's lined up right over you and you're the center, as opposed to with the noise and you're completely uncovered and you have nothing to worry about?
Do you understand how hard it is to fire on a football in a run game when you can't hear the snap count?
It slows you down half a second.
But the timing never got disturbed. It's not like, oh, the guard ran into the back or you almost ran into the, you know, on the handoff. No, it's like boom, 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 and it's just smooth. That's through walkthroughs. That's like multiple walkthroughs. Like just, man, just timing. Get the timing down.
We've got a montage of last night's game that's coming up at 11:20, 10 minutes from now.
Let's do some calls.
It's montage season, ladies and gentlemen. John is in Connecticut. Hey, John.
Hi, how's everyone doing today?
That's fine. How are you?
Good. I got a point about Elman that I heard yesterday about him potentially being a future Hall of Famer. Do you guys think that's, you know, deserved? And no. The other thing that I'm kind of a little bit confused about is that the defense is getting a lot of credit right now. And that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, they allowed 20-something points.
What about the defense? They don't get enough credit or they do?
No, they're getting way too much credit.
Oh, I mean, God, they were.
Tom Brady, he had to do what? He had to drive down three times to win the game? I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's the number one offense in the league. You played in their building last night in their conditions with their crowd.
I understand that, but they were on the field for, what, 20 minutes?
47 snaps. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to make stops at some point.
Well, they were getting pressure on them and getting off the field three and outs when you screwed up. So, I mean, but to your original question about Edelman, do you automatically look at Julian Edelman and think Hall of Fame player? No, you don't.
Nope.
But his postseason numbers are through the roof.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't get you into the Hall of Fame.
That's why this is getting talked about, though.
I get it. I understand why.
I said he's not a Hall of Famer to me. Not a Hall of Famer. Just a money player, man. Money.
But don't give the defense credit. They shut them out in the first half and gave up less than 300 total yards to them.
They've already given them plenty of credit.
They had 32 total yards at halftime.
but he doesn't want to.
I'm 32. I'm choosing to ignore him.
We're giving
him
too much credit.
I'm ignoring that call. That's what I'm doing. We've given the defense plenty of credit, but I think you can admit they only had to play 20, you know, minutes on the field. They got stops in the first half. And I think the terms of the how much time it took for the Kansas City Chiefs to score when they did tells you how explosive they are. Tells you how good they are. Factor in who you're playing in this game. You have to.
Yeah.
And don't forget the short fields. Okay? Don't forget that they scored one touchdown from 23 yards out. That's all.
Yeah, before we fall all over ourselves about the defense, they put up 31 in the second half. So just give them credit for the first half. That changed the whole tone of the game to an unbelievable extent. I mean, going in at halftime, and Zoe, you were there. It must have been a feeling of like shock from the fans in the stands at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
To see their team shut out in the first half in that game.
They got booed a little bit going off the field. You can hear the boos. Yeah, they were getting booed. Justifiably so. I mean, that's your building, your number one seed. This was that city Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, there's nothing else there. It's them and the Royals.
But
they don't have two winter sports teams.
And while I give them credit for the first half, I'm not going to beat them up too bad for some of the plays in the second half. There's a lot of talk about J.C. Jackson, you know, mentioned J.C. Jackson and how he got burned a couple of times. It's J.C. Jackson, you know? You're going up against a very good offense. It's not like we're criticizing even Gilmore or right. Darrell Revis back there. It's Jackson.
Let's say this, though. I thought, you know, they needed to be able to stop Hill. They did stop Hill, and they still gave up 31, which is a lot. And, I'm in full defense of the defense today, but they didn't win because they played well on defense. They won because of their offense.
They stuffed Kelce, too. Three catches. Got three catches. Got that touchdown.
You got to remember those, though. How many plays did they have? 40-something plays.
47.
It's not like they had a ton of offensive plays.
Yeah, part of the reason, though, is because they got off the field on third down.
Exactly. That's what I said in the very first segment. When you force three and outs, yes, you don't run a lot of plays. And then the Patriots, you know, go on these long drives.
Well, you give up a four-play scoring drive, too, which, okay, the offense only had the four plays for them, so that tacks up four, so you're down to 43. So, I mean, we can sit here and do the nickel and diamond all day long.
All right.
But I don't care. I mean, there was times in the game where I'm looking at Bob, and I'm like, during the break, I'm like, so it's Jonathan Jones.
They got two stops JC the whole Jackson, second half.
And McCourty.
Two. So, I mean, this is how the Kansas City drives went in the second half.
Oh, boy.
Touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, touchdown, touchdown, field goal.
Pretty good.
That's how the second half went. So, the first half was great. It helped the Patriots, you know, get out to the lead. Had the Patriots not had that horrible pick by Brady on that goal line play, I think, you know, it would have helped them even more playing from ahead. And the way they played in that first half did have a massive outcome and impact on the way the game went. What if they had had a similar first half to what they had in the second half? So if you're giving me one great half of defense, I'll take it. I didn't even think that they were capable of playing a great shutout half of defense against this team. So it was good enough, and I think that's all that matters. It was good enough, but they didn't win on defense.
What do we keep saying last year? They just needed one or two stops, right? They got six stops. They stopped six drives. In that game, you stop six drives in that, and you're going to win most of those games. So, don't say that, and they only had 47 plays, but they had 11 possessions. They had 11 possessions.
That's like an arbitrary number. Like, what do you mean six stops? Because the fact that the Patriots held onto the ball for so long, they had fewer possessions.
They didn't. They had 11 possessions. That's not fewer possessions.
What's the what if the Patriots don't hold the ball for 40 minutes in the game? They couldn't have 14 or 15 possessions? If the Kansas City Chiefs got stops? If they stopped Tom Brady from going on an eight-minute drive to start the game?
I think 11 possessions is pretty, but three a quarter, right? That's about normal, Zoe, isn't it?
Depends. Really depends.
Ball changes hands six times during the quarter. That's about normal.
Yeah, I don't know. Patriots are so dominant on those two opening drives, which skewed everything. Yeah, you come out and you open a game with a 14-play drive or 15-play drive right down the throat. You take 8 minutes off the clock. Now, all of a sudden, things are tightening up on the other side.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City for the AFC Championship between the 12-5 New England Patriots and the 13-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Give to Michelle. Runs it left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Patriots. New England strikes first.
What a drive to open this football game.
Pressure up the middle by Van Noy. Wraps up the quarterback and spins him down. A sack at the 8-yard line. Scrambling away from the pocket. He's tripped up and he's dropped back at the 37-yard line.
No field goal.
Trey Flowers in pursuit with Van Noy, Claiborne, and Hightower.
Way to go, boys. Way to push that pocket.
And he takes the snap. He looks long. He throws it down the left side for Dorsett. Yes. And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
What did I just tell you? You forget about him. And that's what this team's about.
Mahomes drops back with a pump. Chased by Van Noy. He ends up. The ball's loose. And Mahomes is going to cover up on it.
You got this.
The clock at 10 and 9. It continues to count down. And Andy Reid will not take a timeout. The Patriots are going to head to the locker room.
Flustered.
At halftime of the AFC Championship.
Roll out to the right side. Throw for Dale Williams. He catches the football. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs are right in the thick of it, baby.
It is fourth down.
Brady under center is going to hand it off. Burkhead is hit. The Chiefs have stopped the Patriots. Dirty Dan Sorensen.
Colquitt now to punt high. And short. It's relatively short, in fact. It's going to take a bounce across the 35. Mishandled by Edelman. Picked up on the run by Dieter. On and covered to the end zone.
After reviewing the play, you determined that the receiver did not touch the ball.
And maybe the biggest call in the National Football League this season.
Sorry, it's the right call.
Play fake. They fire it on a... Now the pass is tapped and intercepted. Dirty Dan's got it. They won't review that one. And the Chiefs are in business. Screen near side. Damian Williams set up. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs have their first lead of the night.
Andy Reid's playing chess. You're playing checkers right now.
Brady takes it against a four-man rush. He stands in. He pumps. He throws to the near side. Hold Edelman it. Contacted, looking for a flag, and he won't get it to the 40-yard line.
Wow.
There is a marker down.
This is a foul. Roughing the passer. Defense number 95.
He throws down the middle for Hogan. Reaches out with a left hand, and he snags it. A diving catch.
After he's playing, going on the field, stands his call.
Brady takes the step, gives to Michelle, runs it right, first down and more, untouched, into the end zone, touchdown Patriots, they regain the lead.
Kansas City handoff, Damian Williams into the end zone, blasts in there, touchdown, Kansas City, and the Chiefs regain the lead.
Throws it right underneath, off the hands of Gronkowski, intercepted. It's picked off, and then the ball comes loose from Tre'Davious Ward, careening out of bounds along the near side. A penalty marker on the other side of the field. There's Cleet Blakeman, the referee.
Oh, my.
Offside. Defense. Wow. 55. Linebacker neutral zone.
A five-man rush. A lob down the left side for Gronkowski. Makes the catch. He's going to turn and give it to Burkhead. He runs left behind Devlin. He plows his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
Colquitt puts the placement down. Butker's kick. This can't be more perfect. The Chiefs have tied the game at 8 seconds remaining.
Sends this game potentially to overtime, tying it at 31-all.
New England again. You're the visiting team. It's your choice.
Heads.
It is heads.
You want the ball.
Third and 10 for Brady in the pocket. Throws down the middle. Edelman open in midfield. Makes the catch and then lunges forward across the 45.
Brady sticks it on him. The Iron Man on a big third down conversion.
In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Gronk makes the catch at the 20 and he's tackled. Caught at the shoelaces. Brady under center. A give to Burkhead. Runs it left for the win. Touchdown, Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 53.
We're going back, baby. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's not their year, right? It just might be. It just might be.
Thanks to Tom Morgan for that. Recap of last night's win for the Patriots in the AFC title game.
Look at you.
A lot went on in that game.
What
else is going on?
You forget about all the scoring.
Dirty Dan.
Bob said before the Sonny Michel touchdown, the game might be in the balance here. And then there were like three or four lead changes after that.
This might be the most important call of the year in the NFL. No, I don't. That's hyperbole.
Not even the scoring. The third down conversions for the Patriots. How many were there like, oh, this is it. This is the season. And then there was another one. And then there was another one.
They were just celebrating before the game even started, like their whole crew. Like they all had their matching Chief garb on. Yeah, matching one, the whole broadcast crew. Like,
did they?
Like 6 for 6.
That's
in the
booth. Nice.
Like all red. Like, wow, zip up pullovers, all that stuff.
How come you don't wear that?
So we're classy. suits.
Only on preseason television for those.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the suits. Like, so you guys are on radio. You
yeah, but I do TV pre and post. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
What to me stood out about this game after the fact is how many, not necessarily the predictions in terms of like score and who's going to win,
right,
but how the game was going to go down, how much of that ended up coming to fruition. Like, it's going to be a shootout. It ended up being a bit of a shootout.
Yes.
Whoever's going to hold the ball last is going to win. Yeah, whoever was holding the ball last ended up winning.
You didn't think Damian Williams was going to have three touchdowns. You didn't think Tyreek Hill was only going to have one catch. You didn't think Rob Gronkowski was going to give you five catches or
right.
four set of
and
touchdowns.
Some of that, some of that stuff was weird. You
Burkhead.
Didn't think Burkhead was going to be responsible for two rushing touchdowns. But the final score, and for a lot of people who said, I'll take Brady and Belichick in this situation, that regardless of how they've played on the road this season, and regardless of how good Patrick Mahomes is, you're going to take the experience in a big spot like this. And, you know, to a couple other people who put it even more, I guess, in even simpler terms than that, like, they're due. They're due for a big road win. And they're due for an AFC championship win on the road in a big spot. The law of averages is going to catch up with a team this talented and this good and this storied as this team has been going back for the last 18 years. All of that came true last night, yeah. And it rarely happens that way.
Road teams rarely win that game, man, because you're usually going to the number one seed or it's an upset, and you're going to the number two seed, and the number one seed got popped. Last time it happened was 2012, Ravens coming in here. And you remember how that felt. You didn't win on the road like that. You got to go back to 04 in Pittsburgh. You won there in 01, you won there in 04. That win in 04 was an ass-whipping. You know, last night, had a chance to – it was trending towards a butt-whipping. But that pick prevented it from really becoming lopsided and turning them one-dimensional. That kept them in the game. Two-score game kept them in the game.
Ryan is in Rhode Island today. Ryan.
How's it going, guys? Big fan.
Thank you.
Just a couple Super Bowl things just to
sure.
get your opinion on, and then I'm going to hang up. We've kind of been playing the underdog role the past few weeks. I feel like we kind of can't do that for the Super Bowl.
Sure you can. You're going to be favored. You're still going to be favored by maybe – 2.5 points once this game kicks, or maybe even 3, it might go over. They said like 88% of the money right now is going on New England. But their narrative from within. You hear Brady after the game last night.
You can't say no one believes in you.
But again, it's who's going to be rooting for them. And they're going to feel disrespected because people will pick them, but we're not rooting for them. We want the Rams to win, but we can't honestly pick them. That's what they're going to spin it, and that's how they're going to hear it. Did you hear Brady after the game on the field with Hogan? That's right, man. I'm too old. You're too slow. You can't play. We suck. We don't have a defense. All that. They're still running with that. And this is why I think it's so gratifying for them, because nobody really expected them to do that. And the road it was traveled. You went through the Chargers at home, which is a tough opponent, and then lambasted them, and then you hurry up and put a whole new game plan together and went and beat Kansas City in their house, number one seed, in terrible conditions. That's impressive.
Got to go finish the deal now.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yep. 617-779-0985, the phone number for you. He had a point about J.C. Jackson that we didn't get to. Wondering what that was. Curious. How do you think J.C. Jackson played last night?
I thought he was good and struggled at times, too. I mean, he played the way I expected a rookie free agent who's in his first AFC title game chasing some guys out there. It's like a dog chasing cars at times. It's going to be that way. And I said it throughout the course. They're going to make plays. They're going to hit plays.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It's time to read.
Strap yourself in, Hardy.
And react.
I'm reading the jello pudding.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
To the window. To the wall.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Read and React every Monday and Friday at 11:30.
This is Bill Cosby from Atlanta. I'm Brandon Jellifoot.
No, he's. I thought he was from like the Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Retract that.
Read. This is the end of the dynasty. You're going to fall off a cliff and become a bum and all this stuff.
React. Boom.
Boom.
I'm going to become a boom and all this stuff.
So this is all NFC Championship Read and React. NFC. championship.
Not AFC.
Not AFC. NFC.
NFC.
I'm going to start with Sean Payton, Saints head coach, and his reaction to the pass interference that was not called, helmet to helmet, that was not called. He said he talked to Al Riveron about it.
It was simple. They blew the call. He said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it. We spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and the first thing Al said when I got on the phone, we messed it up. But we went to these league meetings, and we sit as an ownership group, and we don't further evaluate the replay system. You know, there's just too much at stake. And it's a hard job for those guys because it's happening fast. But I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference call that, you know, here it is, the NFC Championship game. So, tough one to swallow.
Okay, I have a question here.
Yeah.
I can't remember which game, but I think it was at Pittsburgh, where they stopped the play, went to a review, and then dropped a flag. I think it was on Brady for a ground. I'm not sure. But do you remember any moment like that? I remember going nuts during the broadcast. I'm like, when the hell can you signal down to where you could radio the head ref to get them together to, like, you missed a flag, and they threw a flag on something. They dropped a flag after coming together and to talk about it. But they were... It was signaled from New York. So why there, if you've got 20 cameras and you've got two big games going on, only one game at that time, and you've got all your people there sitting there watching it, why can't you press a button, Davinovich, and say, you got to throw a flag here?
You mean, you get this why wasn't right. It done yesterday and that it should have happened?
Why do you have to call the head coach after the game and say, we just can't believe that nobody threw anything there?
Because they're not allowed to go back and do that.
But I'm saying this happened to the Patriots during the year.
I'll tell you the difference, though. The difference is when referees after a play huddle up to decide if a flag should have been thrown. And on plays of grounding, that happens routinely. And in that conversation, it's not... It's conceivable that they would then get on the headset and say, what's the deal here? Versus a PI call where you don't gather up and sit there and decide whether or not to drop a flag on a PI. There's no discussion. It either happened or it didn't.
But the
it's a judgment call by the official there.
But if it's...
That's okay, why.
So
I'm telling you why.
So if it's not the PI...
You're upset they didn't break their rules yesterday?
So if it's not PI, you've got them on helmet to helmet. You've got intentionally trying to hurt a player. You could...
Which is, again, not something they huddle up on. The flag is either thrown in the instant or it's not.
Right.
That's the difference. You're talking about two very different types of penalties.
Something
I'd
happened.
Like to talk about Sean Payton and what he said there. They got to him.
Oh, yeah.
They got to him.
He was about
they called
top.
Him
early.
They called him after the game.
Smart.
And he said he had to call them back. And my guess is he hung up on them and then called them back because he was pissed. And so I don't know what was said during the course of that conversation. Based on his comments, maybe it veered in the direction of, Sean, you can use this to get what you want. You can use this at the competition committee level to change the rules in the National Football League. And this can be the thing that causes change. Use it for good. You got hosed. We know you got hosed. Please don't crush us on this. You know, let's get together and enforce a change in this league so it never happens again. That might have been what they sold him on, but they sold him some sort of bill of goods because he did not lose his mind at the podium the way he could have if he wanted to. He didn't. He went as far as to say that I know that they've got a tough job out there to do.
I don't know how they got to him, though, Beetle, because...
Panic.
You can go back and on a lot of these calls and say how it might have changed the game. This one changed the game. This one changed how the clock was going to be managed.
Under 2 minutes. Hit the ball inside the five, first and goal. As opposed to a field goal.
It's just...
They'd have won the game, period. They would have won the game.
You can't say that.
This has nothing to do with overtime. Don't tell me about overtime. And Breeze is like, yeah. And Breeze was good after it, too. Yeah, we had our chance there in overtime. That's not the reason we lost the game after he threw that bloop of a pick. You know, man, that changes it. That changed everything. All right, moving on.
Three.
I don't know how old your oldest is. He's, what, 11, 12? So, you know, yeah. So, you talk about a guy like Sony Michel.
He's pretty good.
Talk about him last night. Sitting there, I'm like, don't say that.
After you hear it a couple of times, it's not so bad. It's fine.
Talk about it.
So, the guy who got away with it, the Rams corner.
Yeah.
Is it Nickel or Nickel?
Nickel.
Robey Coleman.
Is he playing nickel?
So I'm sure he was you know, kind of kept it under wraps about, you know, getting away with one.
Came to the sideline, looked at the football gods, like, thank you. Got away with one tonight, you know? It is what it is.
When you catch a break like that in a football game of this magnitude,
you got to take advantage. Yeah. When you catch breaks in this league, you got to take advantage. This league is too hard to get a break and you not take advantage of
this
it.
What?
This game league, is too hard.
The door opened and the door closed just that quick.
Imagine being in that defensive back meeting room with him and Tlaib. I'm talking about Venus. That. You got a chain. Put that chain out there. I'll snag that chain. I'll take that chain. Be like, Debo. Got that Debo.
You and a keep.
I said it's to win.
Two
shirts.
Guys, you just
two
have to shirts. Talk. Yeah. You just have to talk slower. When you both talk that fast, please.
Yeah. Tom Brady, he throw bombs. He on my team. I can't. Yeah. He good.
Maz, what'd you think of Sony Michel? You got an opening thought on that?
I do, Mike. He was good.
All right, what about...
That's going to be another tough one for Mazet, too, huh?
What about Sean McVay, who's going to be in the Super Bowl now? I don't know if you guys know this. Youngest guy to ever coach a Super Bowl, Sean McVay.
What about him?
Well, here's him talking about the play.
I thought it was a bang-bang type play. The one thing I...
Stop.
No, I didn't hear it.
It was not bang-bang.
Your defensive back banged his head on that receiver. Yeah, that was bang-bang. And it knocked him out of bounds.
No, he didn't.
Thought it was a bang-bang type play. The one thing I respect about the refs today is they let the guys compete and they let the guys play.
What?
I have no respect for that answer.
What a jackass.
I thought Nickell Robey made a nice play. They snapped it.
Oh, did he?
Made a nice play?
Okay, so okay, super coach.
Now you're insulting everybody's intelligence, considering the player himself admits to getting beat and committing PI, and the coach is now going to dress it up with this bull crap.
Nice play.
So Coach Mighty Mouse is going to go in front of his team.
Good. We got something to hate
say,
this guy for.
Hey, guys, this is how we want you to play James White on a swing route. We want you to hit him before the ball gets there, 4 yards before it.
Helmet to helmet.
Don't look back for the ball. And I want you to leave your feet, take your crown of your helmet, and put it right in the side of James White. Because that's a bang-bang play. That's how we coach it up here. Mighty Mouse.
Nickell Robey made a nice play. They snapped it on a quick snap and had a little wheel route coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, we saw
the
play.
It was a competitive type play.
No, it wasn't.
Type play. Mr. Smarty
Pants. No, it wasn't.
Oh,
you fraud.
You fraud.
That's insulting.
I'm not going to complain about the way that was officiated. But
of course you're not going to complain, you jackass. Why would you complain about it? You
loser.
Won the game as a result. I get not
I can't
complaining.
Wait for next week.
Oh, no honesty in that answer. Fraud. Liar. That's what
he is. I thought
it
was a competitive play. I thought they'd let the guys compete.
Let them compete.
That's it. We've got our reason to hate him. He's a fraud.
If you didn't hate that guy before.
He's full of crap.
Well, it's a wheel route, if you know. It's a wheel route.
No kidding.
We tag different routes.
What did that have to do with it?
I told Jared that one time, man.
Quick snap, wheel route. What the hell did that have to do with it?
Did you see how quick Cookie was on that jet route? Jared.
Two-score game. I'm figuring a two-score game. That's essentially a two-score game.
How many score?
Two.
React. What if we gave away, like, the ultimate sports Super Bowl package? You get to go to the game. But you have to ride with Paulie in his truck. You will depart Dedham. The Hooters at Dedham. You will be comped a meal from Hooters.
I'm
still listening.
You've got to drive in your car, but let Paulie do the driving.
But I have to be able to come down.
How nerve-wracking is that?
I have to be able to come down and rip the radio out of Paulie's dash to where there's no music or sound.
And the only thing you can listen to for the entire drive is the Black Crows. I don't know why I do that.
You get to pick one Black Crow song, and it's going to be played on a loop. Hey, jealousy.
That's Gin Blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
Almost close.
Now,
not really.
Right hey, here.
That's Jesus Jones. Did you guys see Todd Gurley play yesterday?
Huh.
No, me
either.
I didn't
see much of him. No, I didn't.
I saw the guy that ran a rock beat our ass out in Denver. Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
Well, finally, Todd Gurley was asked about the fact they didn't play very much.
Now, you didn't play in the third quarter. You came back in the fourth. Were you hurt? What happened?
No.
I got benched.
Our team won, and I'm not happy.
Todd, what happened?
No.
Oh, no.
I didn't play good. I didn't deserve to be in there. CJ was in there. He did his thing. Everybody held me down. We all held each other. And we just got it done. We just got it done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's a good answer for Gurley. Good answer.
Four carries, 10 yards. That's what he had yesterday.
That's honest.
How'd the Patriots win yesterday? One back or they went with three? They went with three. You need more than one guy, man. And for that type of player, of his magnitude, and when he walks in a room, you know who he is, to say, I didn't deserve to be in there. I didn't play good. That's
he had two horrible drops. Two horrible. One of them, Brandon Cooks, had offensive pass interference, but still, they had two horrible drops. One led to an interception.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady.
React. That's it for Read and React.
All right. Jim's going to be with us on Radio Row. I got one request next week. If he's around, you get me Bosa. I need to talk to him about Brady when he talked to him in his ear. And when he slapped me on my butt when he told me. He's ridiculous. Add Tom Brady. He's ridiculous. We're going to read some scores for you here. The Bruins last night beat the Maple Leafs 4-1. Game was in Boston.
Morgan Freeman Bosa.
I want OJ.
I'd have a Canadian Morgan Freeman Bosa.
If Morgan Freeman's doing the rounds, it'll be bigger than Vanilla Ice and Joe Green.
What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Let me think about that. I think I can know.
Here comes Andy into a Canadian prison.
Oh, okay. Canadian prison. Hey, I'm Bob and Doug McKay, and we're here to put you in the prison. They're going to put you in the cell there, but we're going to have some moose head beer. You're going to go down there, and you're going to eat some beef jerky. You would like to play hockey? How about some Tim Hortons coffee? Tell you what, I had that Tim Hortons coffee the first time I saw Andy walk in, and I said, I miss some of that Tim Hortons coffee, and I'll go play some ice hockey outside on the frozen pond. Yes, do you like the Holy Trinity? I said, who is the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Nope, it's a band called Rush, led by Geddy Lee. And we listen to this every time when they let us to go out and walk the yard as we sit there and Andy play the records of Rush from the warden's office. And that big son of a bitch went in with that big neck and he beat the hell out of Andy, put him in that hole for 2 weeks. Turn it up, Jim.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
28 Patriot players on their current roster have never played a game at Arrowhead Stadium. Shaq Mason said, I heard it's pretty loud. Tom Brady, however, is one of those guys that has been here and done that. Julian Edelman said this week that Brady is throwing the ball in practice as well as he has all year. And a Patriot staffer told me early in the week, Brady walked into the facility and said, and I quote, I am the baddest mother on the planet.
I'm the baddest mother bleeper on the planet, says Tom Brady. How do you think that went down?
Yeah.
Just declares it to the room? Ladies and gentlemen, I am the baddest mother on the planet. What?
Huh? Yeah, it's typical of him, though. Just walking in, the gloves on, the helmet still on, the hoodie on underneath. Someone probably said, hey, man, how practice go out there? I'll tell you what, I'm the baddest mother bleeper on the planet. Just talking, just smack, just making small talk. Smack.
Doesn't it feel like Brady's the true leader on this team? Like, he has command of that room.
He's taking it, yeah.
That when he was up at the podium doing the trophy presentation there, and he was reacting to the team, it feels like he's got that team in the palm of his hand. He is the true leader of that team.
I talked to one rookie, and won't leave my name, and he said he's made me feel so welcome here. And you come in, and you're wide-eyed because, man, I remember watching this guy when I was a kid, and now I'm playing with him. And he treats me like everybody else. Treats me like Gronk. Treats me like Edelman. That's saying something. But that's the stuff he's been doing every year, though. They say that.
Doesn't it feel like it's different, though? Doesn't it feel like he's got, like, he's taking control of the team?
It feels like he's buried his anger or whatever divide he felt from within or whatever tension that this is behind them, and they've turned that page, and he's got his guy, man. He's got his sensei with him. And it's positivity. Whatever. He feels good. Keep it rolling. Like going back to last year. Why take that away? Why strip him of that? Like, just go. Do what you need to do. Be right. And then be with the team. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles this offseason. Will he be around more because of that? See, they win. Yeah, they got money. They win. He may get a 3-year extension.
Well, we talk more about that coming up in the noontime hour after the headlines. But first, we'll get one more call in. Harold,
the baddest mother on the planet.
Yes, Harold.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
How are you?
I got a question for Zoe. When they got called for the delay of game, the referee's standing over the ball. He doesn't move until 2 seconds left on the play clock. Why? And if they hike the ball, you got 12 men on the field on the defense.
So?
Oh, why did the ref? It's a substitution rule.
Yeah, it seemed absurd.
The problem was they weren't ready for it. So why give them the credit? Now all of a sudden they got 12 guys on the field.
Well,
the guy initially, when they made the switch, didn't get off the field. And this is the problem I have with it. And Bob's right. It's the right technical part of the call. They come in, they step, and they hold the count. Because you're trying to dupe them. You do. So, okay, so it's your fault, and you need to be penalized? While that play clock is running, by the way. So now the ref takes the play clock in his hand. The guy that's standing over the ball.
When you make a substitution, you open yourself up to that happening.
Yep. But you're responsible for the one sometimes dummy that can't get off.
If you do it early enough on the play clock, you can sometimes manage to do it.
See, but this is my problem with doing the substitution is the way the rule is now. Obviously, they get to sub out their whole thing. So what do you hope to get away with?
First down.
No, but how is that going?
See, I don't think what you're looking for is 12 men there. I think all you're trying to do is to fluster the other team.
Right.
It's all you're trying to do.
Right.
But the purpose of that is not to get the 12 men. I don't think that's the goal there.
No, because the refs are going to stand there, and as the rule stands now, they're going to make sure you got the right formation out there. It's part of the rule now. Oh, okay, you're going to switch the last second. No, they're going to get as much time as they need now to get their right personnel on the field.
And it's an anti-Patriot. It's actually put in based on the way it went down with Baltimore and Indianapolis and all that stuff that year.
So they made a rule now to make it so you don't have an advantage there. Why do you still try it? Because what is more likely to happen is you're going to get called for delay a game while the refs stand there and allow the other team to switch out. At home, maybe you'd have a bit of an advantage. But on the road like that, when it's hard to get the snap count out, and they weren't having trouble. I don't think they were having a ton of trouble with the crowd noise yesterday. But
it wasn't about snap count. I think it was about seeing if they could just leave 12 out there, not necessarily get a guy in a runoff, but are they that dumb? Because they weren't ready for it. And they ran on them late. They ran their
I almost feel like the refs won't let them.
It's one thing to be running an offensive play, mid-drive, where you catch them with an extra guy on and you snap it quick to get the penalty. That's smart. It's a completely different thing when you start pulling these stunts. Mass substitution of the entire... It feels cheap is what it feels. It feels like a giant waste of time, too.
But even though that didn't work in your favor, now the Rams got to work on that.
By the way, the 5-yard penalty didn't mean anything.
No, but
Bill Belichick was not even the least bit upset by that. See him?
Yeah.
He didn't care. He's like, whatever.
But
take the 5, punt the thing away.
We've heard this, too, from people, that Bill will do things to make looking ahead, make other people prepare for it. Like, now the Rams got to work on that.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.